From Spark and Anvil and Taleforge, this is Swerve, in Chapter 1 of the Taleforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Swerve was a quick, bright creature, with a coat that changed color when the light hit it sideways. They loved roads that bent suddenly, the moment when a path you thought you knew turned a corner and showed you something new. They lived in the part of the unfinished world where the trails liked to curve. The young world builders came to Swerve with a tail that was perfectly nice and perfectly flat. Everything went exactly as expected. The hero set out to find the treasure, found the treasure, and came home. No surprises, no gasps. The builders could feel that something was missing, but they couldn't name it.
"Your road is straight," Swerve said, their coat shimmering as they tilted their head. "I can see the end of it from the very beginning." They trotted along an imagined trail, and sure enough, it ran arrow straight to the horizon. Dull. "Watch what happens," they said, "when the path turns." They walked the builders down a winding trail, and just where it seemed to end at a wall, it swerved and opened onto a hidden valley nobody had expected. The builders gasped. Then they laughed, delighted. "That gasp," Swerve said, eyes shining, "is what your flat tail is missing." The reader thought they knew where the road went. Then it turned.
But Swerve held up a paw before the builders could rush off and twist everything wildly. "There is a trick to it," they said. "A twist must be surprising, but it must also be fair." They showed two paths. The first swerved for no reason at all. A dragon simply appeared from nowhere and ate everyone. The builders frowned. It felt like a cheat. The second swerved too. But looking back, there had been a shadow on page 2, a strange sound on page 5, a locked door no one explained. The clues had been there all along, just quiet. "The fair twist is the best feeling in stories," Swerve said. "Surprise first, then, oh, it was there the whole time. The reader feels tricked in the happiest way, because they could have seen it, if only they'd looked closer."
The builders went back through their tale and planted quiet clues, a small lie the hero told early, a friend who was never quite where they said they'd been. Then, near the end, they let the path swerve. The trusted friend was the thief all along. And because the clues were there, the twist landed with a gasp and a grin. Fair and surprising, both at once.
"How big should a twist be?" a builder asked.
"As big as you can make fair," Swerve said. "A giant surprise with no clues is a cheat. A small surprise that was hiding in plain sight is a delight. Plant your clues quietly, then turn the road. The reader will never forget the corner."
When the builders had gone, Swerve sat at the bend of a quiet trail, their coat going still and soft in the evening light. For a long time, Swerve had worried that loving surprises made them tricky, the sort of creature who couldn't be trusted, always hiding something. They had wondered if a twisty heart was a dishonest one. But sitting at the gentle bend, Swerve understood the difference at last. A cheat hides things to fool you. A fair twist hides things to delight you, and plays fair the whole way, trusting you to be clever enough to catch the clues. There was no dishonesty in that. There was respect, even love, the love of giving someone a gift they didn't see coming. A warm, mischievous gladness shimmered through them. They were not tricky. They were a giver of happy surprises, fair and true. And they curled up at the bend of the road, content, already dreaming of the next delightful turn.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Swerve. released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.